Shroud for a Nightingale by P.D. James. Read by Michael Jayston. Chapter 1. Demonstration of Death. On the morning of the first murder, Miss Muriel Beale, Inspector of Nurse Training Schools to the General Nursing Council, stirred into wakefulness soon after 6 o'clock, and into a sluggish early morning awareness that it was Monday, the 12th of January, and the day of the John Carpenter hospital inspection. Already she had half-registered the first familiar sounds of a new day. Angela's alarm silenced almost before she was conscious of hearing it. Angela herself, padding and snuffling about the flat, like a clumsy but benevolent animal. The agreeably anticipatory tinklings of early tea in preparation. She forced open her eyelids, resisting an insidious urge to wriggle down into the enveloping warmth of the bed and let her mind drift again into blessed unconsciousness. What on earth had prompted her to tell Matron Taylor that she would arrive shortly after 9 a.m. in time to join the third-year student's first teaching session of the day? It was ridiculously, unnecessarily early. The hospital was in Heatheringfield, on the Sussex-Hampshire border, a drive of nearly 50 miles, some of which would have to be done before daybreak. And it was raining, as it had rained with dreary insistence for the past week. She could hear the faint hiss of car tyres on the Cromwell Road, and an occasional spatter against the window pane. Thank God she'd taken the trouble to check the map of Heatheringfield to find out exactly where the hospital lay. A developing market town, particularly if it were unfamiliar, could be a time-wasting maze to the motorist in the snarl of commuter traffic on a wet Monday morning. She felt instinctively that it was going to be a difficult day, and stretched out under the bedclothes as if bracing herself to meet it. Extending her cramped fingers, she half relished the sharp momentary ache of her stretched joints. A touch of arthritis there.